Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a good weekend. Let's get the week started right. It is the 27th of April, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend. We got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, Facebook apparently has been looking over what Zoom's been doing and thinking, yeah, maybe we could do this better than they've been doing it. Well, as far as call quality, maybe they can. As far as privacy, that remains to be seen. We know Facebook's track record. Nonetheless, though, they have introduced Messenger Rooms. As you probably guessed, it's group video calling, making Facebook's chat app a lot more competitive with Zoom. Facebook users can actually hope a group of calls of up to 50 people. Facebook users can post links in their news feed or in their groups, and pretty much when people click that link, they just come right on in. Participants this time don't even actually need to have a Messenger app or even a Facebook account, meaning once the room is created, anyone can join the conversation via their browser. Now, Messenger Rooms is actually starting to roll out as we speak, so not available worldwide yet. Most of the US market, though, we are seeing is already covered. Europe and Asia, you should be next. Hey, speaking of Europe, particularly France, for those of you hoping to get some non-essential items from Amazon over in France, that ain't gonna happen. Amazon actually took this case to the French court, asking if they could go forward with selling non-essential items. Well, the French court said, nope. The French court has told the company they have to temporarily stop delivering non-essential items in France or face hefty fines. And of course, it is the European Union, so we all know how high these fines can be. Just ask Google. Now, as far as how long this will continue, these mandates from the French government? Well, pretty much as long as the virus is with us, unfortunately. That means Amazon in France can only deliver items related to medical supplies, hygiene products, and of course, food, until the coronavirus pandemic is long gone. And finally, hope you're not listening to us on a Surface Pro 7 today, because you might as... Did you think it just shut down? Nah, it didn't. I'm just messing with you, but it could. In fact, they have been. Yep, quite a few bugs are flowing through the Surface Pro 7 right now, and a lot of it has to do with just typing away, doing your work, la-di-da-da-da, and listening to a podcast like such, and then all of a sudden it just reboots or shuts down. Now, most people are reporting that using the device, say they stop or just kind of glance away for about 30 seconds to maybe 1 minute, it just goes away. Screen turns black, shuts down, almost like it's in sleep mode or something. Then once they hit the power button, it boots right back up, and everything's fine with the device, except that everything they've been doing, yep, it's gone. Now, Microsoft, believe it or not, they've said, yeah, we know this is going on. They are currently investigating the issue. In fact, they've even been saying to their customers, thank you so much for reporting this. They're working hard to try and solve it. But in the meantime, just monitor your system for additional information and continue to check for Windows updates, as a fix should be coming soon. Got a story no one else is listening to? You will send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, is where the BTN News Show lives. You can get subscribed to it over there. And while you're over there, check out the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show there too. Plus, you can also contribute to the news show to keep us on the air. We do need your donations to keep this show up and running. Please head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Check us out on our Facebook page too at British Tech Network. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join us in our BTN community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fine, fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.